To be honest, I don't think that score reflected that game, to be set up here. Mo, as you've seen yourself at half time, it was a tight game, and I suppose that bit of daylight we put between them in the middle 10 minutes, I think, was probably, you know, that was enough for you know, for us then. Maybe Glenfinnan probably down tools a bit then, the last 10 minutes, and the scoreline didn't reflect definitely the Glenfinnan's performance today. You know,
and listen, they got a goal very early on, just off the throw-in, really. So, like, that's a chance for teams to put their head down. But certainly, Terman didn't do that. They responded with a goal as well.
Aye, I thought we responded very well in that. And then after we got the goal, I think it kickstarted us, to be honest with you. We went on. I think we might have scored 1-3 or 1-4 after that. So we got ourselves into a good position after that goal. And then I suppose then the last 10 minutes of the first half, then we considered a few scores. We were very disappointed with at half time and a bit worried about, to be honest with you. And we felt that with Glenfinnan's history, they can stay in a game, and then, you know, that's what they do, and then they can get a goal in the last few minutes of a half or the final second half. So we were worried about that at half time, but at the same time then, sure, look, we came out in the second half and we got ahead, so then we notched it on to 3 or 4 points, which, as I say, put a bit of daylight between us, which we just needed. We were badly needing, you know.
Yeah, and listen, but probably a very composed performance from Terman's side that I've seen in a long time.
Aye, well, look, we've been playing in a similar type of way all year, and we didn't change a while lot today. And this was the game we were really focused on. You know, this is the one you'd be watching all year when we're playing Glenfinnan, because it's the benchmark and it's everything else. So today, you know, we didn't change a while lot. Now, it wasn't going according to plan for a good part of that game, but I think if you stick to your game plan and you trust in the players and the players trust in it, I think it does come out. And today it did. But look, I don't know if it'll be enough the next day if we play Glenfinnan. Like, there was a big difference there today. Like, Yvonne Bonner didn't play today, you know, and look, we know what she can do and the tallies that she can put up and has put up. So look, I'm sure Glenfinnan knew coming into this game, you know, they were definitely under strength, and it wasn't going to be always difficult for them, you know. So look, you know, we took full advantage of that today, but I'm sure when she gets back from injury, it'll be a completely different story, Mo, you know.
But you're missing players yourself as well, like, you know, you're missing big hitters like Nicole and Emer there as well. But you seem to have strength in your panel this year in depth.
I would definitely do. Like, we definitely have a good strong panel, and that's what we have from the outset. Like, we were dealing, I think we had 30 tog today again, like, you know, and look, we have a lot of good players within that, and we've got great underage players coming through that maybe when the likes of Nicole and Emer have bowed out there this year. We do have replacements, and, you know, and that's massive at this level. Like, you know, we're lucky that way, you know.
And listen, probably the biggest battle maybe today out there was young Kate McCafferty, Mark, and Karen Guthrie. Was that a decision you made early on, like?
It was, and to be honest with you, you know, we were taking a bit of a chance in that. Like, you know, you see the power Karen Guthrie has, and you see, you know, Kate. But look, we felt this was going to be a good matchup, and look, it was a big chance, and it paid off today. And, you know, so Kate will be a bit annoyed that she probably played too well in the full back line. She's to be trying to get out of there, but apart from that, I think it was all good there, you know.
And listen, I suppose we just have to mention Geraldine in there, even though it was an all-round team performance by Terman, but like, she scored 210 out of the 214. Would you ever be worried about that going forward in terms of scoring abilities and scores? No doubt you'd rather have her on there than not.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, so I think when Geraldine kicked into her own game, like at half time, we were trying to figure a way that to get Geraldine more involved in the game, you know, and we're working on that all year, like, you know, and you know, we put it to her, we put a bit of a plan to her in the second half, and she found the way. But, you know, that's going back to what I was saying, like, if, you know, with Yvonne Bonner been out for Glenfinnan today, you know, what would it have been like if Geraldine was out for us and Yvonne Bonner been playing? I think the result might be the other way. That's how good she is and how good Yvonne Bonner is. But look, Geraldine certainly today, just, you know, look, this is the top level in the county, the two top teams in the county, top level in the county, and Geraldine has proven she's still one of the, you know, if not the top player in the county, when she can put on performance like that, and consistently has done it all year. And, you know, I think she might be even getting better rather than slowing down a bit, so, you know.
And listen, look, you've got a couple of good successes behind you now, but really, no doubt you'll be focused on championship.
Oh, listen, sure, listen, at the start of the year, that's what it's all about, the championship, and you only think of one thing, and these cups are great all along the way. and we enjoy them and we do focus on them when they're there. But look, the big one is the championship, and look, I know 100% that Glenfinnan is the same, and it'll be a completely different game. I think we'll have them in the first round as the first game we're playing against them, and then no doubt we'll be meeting them along the way. So look, we're totally focused on championship side of the year, and that's what it's all about. And these cups might not mean as much if we get beaten a championship game along the way.